fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution, revolution, revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to your train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before.
May 21st, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org. That's not .com, that's freedomslips.org. And automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We've been working really hard to get you the truth and the news that you can use. So your donation will really be appreciated and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, you can call 641-793-2531 every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. If you're on your computer, just go to freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness. But most important of all, the truth about our world and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. The White Hats gave me the green light, so I'm going to talk very freely on from all my shows from now on. My patients and listeners told me to tell it all. I can only get 12,000 words per show, so I only have 2 hours. We're already the last two shows. I told you I wasn't going to sugarcoat anything. I say from now on, you're going to get the story. 2 months ago, I reported on a shocking incident at the Pentagon. I just gave a brief about it, but the seat, you know, that's the seat of Americans' military might. The man calls himself President Joseph Biden had visited the Pentagon under the pretense of conducting a surprise presidential inspection. His real impetus was to learn whether a rumor he heard was true that day that Donald J. Trump was in the building meeting secretly with Marine Corps General David H. Berger, which could explain why Pentagon police denied Joe Biden access to the property. I will not confirm Trump's presence, but we can now authenticate earlier reports that pointed to a dramatic shift in power at the nation's most fortified structure. On April 14th, 2 days before, the Pentagon Protection Force turned away a shocked and confused Joe Biden. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, summoned the seven other Joint Chiefs to the Pentagon for an emergency meeting, according to a confidential source involved in Trump's mission to eliminate deep state operatives throughout the nation. He revealed that General Milley lambasted his colleagues for allowing high-ranking officers from all branches of the U.S. Armed Forces to undermine Biden's presidency. General Milley said Joe Biden was the democratically elected president of the United States and that all armed forces personnel from the lowest private to the highest general had a patriotic duty to support and protect democracy, Joseph Biden, and Kamala Harris. From what we know, he went off ballistic-like. He was a cursing machine, swearing at and excoriating these highly decorated lifelong members of our country's military. He had heard they were helping Trump do what he called secret and illegal arrests of prominent active and retired politicians. He kept blasting them and told them he was going to recommend that Biden and Harris fire them if they don't get in line. General Milley reportedly offered the other Joint Chiefs of Staff a final chance to abandon their allegiance to Donald J. Trump and swear faithfully to Joseph R. Biden and Kamala Harris. Of all the chiefs, only one leapt to his feet in support of Biden. It was General Daniel R. Hawkinson, chief of the National Guard Bureau, and he denounced Trump and told General Milley that he and his National Guard would honor their oath to the Constitution. He said they were prepared to defend Biden's presidency with their lives if necessary. Commandant of the U.S. Marine Corps, David H. Berger, a longtime supporter of Donald Trump, passed General Milley an envelope. The envelope held an arrest warrant issued by the U.S. Navy Judge Advocate General Court. It named General Milley as a traitor to the American people, to America and his people, except for you and this coward, General Berger said, pointing to General Hawkinson. We all support this great nation and what it stands for, and we reject the forces of darkness destroying what our founding fathers worked so hard to codify, said General Berger. We stand for one nation, not a man. Why are you so eager to say Kamala Harris's name in every sentence with Biden's name? Well, we know why. General Milley shredded the warrant, calling it a joke, and promised General Berger he would hang for treasonous behavior. Berger responded, said, if anyone hangs, it won't be me. He said, we've been expecting this for a long time. A dozen armed members of the Pentagon's Protection Force entered the conference room and handcuffed General Milley and Hawkinson. My source said Milley and Hawkinson have since been shipped to Guantanamo Bay and ultimately now in Guam, where they will be facing a military tribunal. I asked if Donald Trump was in the Pentagon on April 16th. My source replied, I cannot say yes or no. I can tell you that what's happening is a prelude to his re-inauguration on Independence Day. Keep listening here on the Master Survivor Beyond PhD show, and very soon hear the truth with your own ears about the complete unveiling and the unthinkable, and right now, this past month of April and May, how Trump's hidden nuclear codes spark chaos and intrigue. Right here, Dr. Johnny will not sugarcoat anything. He will bring the facts to you as they are that you won't hear anywhere else. From now on, prepare for earth-shattering revelations that transcends the boundaries of your imagination. The Trump raid, initially shrouded in mystery on Mar-a-Lago, was taking a spine-chilling turn, exposing a sinister connection between Trump nuclear military command and those coveted nuclear codes. Let's peel back a few layers of secrecy surrounding the events of March 13, 2020, when Trump cunningly declared a national emergency under the guise of the National Health Act. What appeared to be a strategic move to close down Cheyenne Mountain Military Base was, in fact, a calculated maneuver to tighten his grip on the United States nuclear apparatus. Locked away behind impenetrable walls, the secrets held within the base were guarded by new secure locks entrusted to Trump by the FBI just days before the raid. Yet, the unimaginable happened as the FBI effortlessly breached their newly installed locks, exposing a gaping vulnerability in the nation's defense. It's a shocking revelation. With Trump refusing to concede the elections, he remained in possession of the nuclear codes, granting him unparalleled authority over the U.S. military's nuclear commands and deployment operations. This unprecedented power play was one of the primary motivations driving the raids as the Biden administration desperately sought to wrestle control of those elusive codes to plunge the world into a nuclear nightmare that the military strategists called MAD, M-A-D, a military acronym for Mutual Assured Destruction. The deep state cabal are desperate to make this happen and have searched to get those codes everywhere, any resource they have, and come up empty-handed. To their dismay, the codes are nowhere to be found. Lost within the labyrinth of Trump's classified files lay a treasure trove of classified information connecting Obama, the United Nations, NATO, Iran, and all in illicit dealings to advance their nuclear ambitions. These explosive revelations delve into the Biden family's murky connections with China's, Ukraine's entanglement, and the CIA's clandestine involvement in selling nuclear plutonium. Brace yourself as the truth unveils, exposing a web of corruption and power struggles that extend far beyond the reaches of conventional imagination. As the Pentagon grapples with the bewildering aftermath, they face a dire predicament. Trump, the sole guardian of the nuclear codes, has memorized them, rendering them physically evidence useless. There is no physical evidence of the codes. A cloud of confusion looms large, leaving authorities scrambling to access the codes concealed deep within Trump's memory in his mind. That's why they indicted him to New York. They wanted to get those codes, and if they had to beat it out of him, they would do it. But hey, Trump sent Trumpy Dumpy, his double. So they couldn't get the codes from this double because it wasn't the real Trump. They indicted him to appear in New York court, just like I said, in order to capture the man in one way or another and beat it out of him and get those codes. However, in New York courtroom, it was not the real Donald Trump. It was Trumpy Dumpy, his double, who's just an inch shorter and about 2 inches fatter, who appeared and I call him Trumpy Dumpy because, like I said, he's just a few inches shorter and a few inches fatter than the real Donald Trump. So no codes there. That's why he's released so quick. And you heard the news. Oh, they built it all up. Oh, we got Trump. And if they would have put him in jail, oh man, the papers and all the news media would have gone wild. But when he went there, when the real Trump, everything just went, yeah, boom. Just like a lead balloon, and you didn't hear any more of it after that day. Like so many Trump witch hunts, it fizzled out with very little fanfare, like a lead balloon, and fell flat on its face. And then you didn't hear more about it. Remember how quiet it got after that day? They didn't talk about, before that, oh man, they're building up. We got him. We're going to get him. We're going to put him in jail because they wanted those codes. So buckle up for a journey into a realm where truth is stranger than fiction. The hallowed halls of Washington, D.C. reverberate with whispers of shadowy deep state and CIA who weaved an intricate web of deceit that threatens to engulf the entire nation. Prepare to have your perceptions shattered and your sense of security upended as the full magnitude of this astonishing saga comes to light. Listen to my show and learn how Bill Gates and Hal Epstein handled the finances with J.P. Morgan banks, how Warren Buffett and other philanthropists funded the dark money. This includes the Democratic National Committee funding, the DNC, the woke agenda, the transhumanism, the transgender fifth generation warfare agenda, progressive causes, including releasing criminals and pedophiles back into the streets. They also finance the sex education for young children. I'm talking Warren Buffett. All the big guys are in on it. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, they're all in on it, including the ones that are getting arrested. I'll get to that later in the show. All this is with dark money, and it's all connected to the Sampriti Ganguly, an organization and ex-CEO of the Arabella Advisors for Philanthropy. This Sampriti Ganguly, I'm not Italian, I can't speak Italian, I can't pronounce Italian names, I apologize, but This organization is responsible for washing all the money into untraceable accounts that fund dark money ring and deep state money. The connections of the Sampirti Ganguly working for the World Banks and J.P. Morgan then became CEO of the Arabella Advisors, this Sampirti, and funneling money for Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, and other elites into untraceable dark money webs is now being exposed behind the scenes. Jeffrey Epstein helped Bill Gates fund the United Nations. Now you know why Larry Page, Google co-founder, is on the run from the law and he did not show up for his subpoena in the Virgin Islands at the Epstein trial there. Lots happening, Master Survivor listeners, as white hats paint a picture for the world of how the deep state controlled the agenda of agendas of the world, from pedophilia rings to money laundering to the pandemic, the creation of the virus. The U.S. deep state military is also involved with the Sampirti Ganguly and the funneling of CIA money through the philanthropy organizations, calling them grants. If woke is a disease, then philanthropy is the virus, Peter Flaherty said, who was arrested moments after he made this comment in front of Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. He said that right to their face. He said, if woke is a disease, then philanthropy is the virus. And Peter Flaherty was arrested right after he said that. Let's hope Peter Flaherty is around just a little longer to tell us more. We don't know what happened to him. Then we see South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem this week signed an executive order to investigate the cause of a nationwide drug shortage that has worsened since the criminal Biden administration stole the 2020 election. White hats, however, believe they have a clear idea why ill Americans can't find basic drugs like antibiotics. The administration is hoarding stockpiles of medications and sending them overseas to Ukraine. I can't make this stuff up. There's a shortage of a lot of these major drugs that are needed. U.S. Special Forces last Monday raided a warehouse in Staten Island, New York, where they expected to find crates containing hundreds of thousands of rounds of ammunition and weapons bound for the Internal Revenue Service buildings across the country, where the regime gave the IRS $80 billion to hire and arm thousands of new criminal investigation assassins. This past year, the service's Mechanical Commissioner, Charles Reddick, ordered every type of weapon under the sun. Reddick retired in November 2022, but his successor, Danny Werfel, swore allegiance to Joe Biden. He's no better, and promised to boost IRS revenue at gunpoint if necessary. Those are his words. White hats have made every effort to seize said weapons before IRS agents could use them to target American citizens. My source in General Smith's office revealed that the general had received credible intelligence pointing to 7,500 square foot warehouse filled from the floor to the ceiling with ammunition crates. 7,500 square feet is not a small place. He said the tipster was known to provide accurate info that gave General Smith exterior and interior still images of the facility. The pictures showed mountains of steel and wooden crates that with stenciled writing indicating quantity and caliber. The tipster reportedly said the warehouse would be emptied within 5 days, so hurry up. Though it's unclear how he obtained the information, nevertheless, General Smith treated the tip as he would the gospel, solid enough to deal a triumphant blow to the deep state hegemony. As he often had, General Smith conferred with the 5th Special Forces Group Commander, Brent Linderman, a smart guy, and together they formulated a plan. They had to make a logistical decision to confiscate or destroy the ammunition. Destroying meant rigging the explosives, which would trigger a 4th of July pyrotechnic display that would go on for an hour or so, damaging nearby homes and businesses and would attract unwanted attention. They didn't want that. Thus, they opted for the less cavalier approach. Special forces would breach the warehouse and hold it until the trucks came to empty the place. They would then incapacitate the drivers and loaders and commandeer the vehicles. Let's be straightforward. We can use ammo for the coming war, said General Smith. He told Linderman. Linderman said, wise idea. But when special forces infiltrated the warehouse in the pre-dawn hours this past Monday, they found no ammunition or any kind of ordnance. The ammo crates held thousands of bottles of medication currently on the FDA's drug shortage list, from amoxicillin to fentanyl patches, from penicillin to tramadol to Oxycontin, a smorgasbord of antibiotics and narcotic painkillers. They also located shipping manifests stating the crates were to be transported to John F. Kennedy International Airport with the final destination, Warsaw, Poland. Well, red flags went up right then, as it was immediately obvious what was going on. The only reason to send anything to Poland is for it to get trucked over the border to Ukraine. We know the illegitimate administration is sending weapons there. Biden's sending them weapons, but he's also sending them drugs. But they did not say they're depleting the medication reserves until we found out that's exactly the case today. They're stealing meds also to give to Ukraine, said Linderman. Special Forces communicated their discovery to Colonel Linderman, and who informed General Smith of the subterfuge. They ordered special forces to assume a defensive posture around the warehouse and await the arrival of whoever came to empty the storeroom. Well, they hadn't waited long. In the following morning, 3 tractor trailers pulled up in the parking lot, one backed up into the loading bay, and both driver and passenger unlocked the trailer door, from which a half dozen men, presumably the loading crew, hopped out and waited for the driver to open the shipping receiving door to the warehouse. The driver slid open the steel door and found himself staring down the muzzle of a dozen rifles. The driver tried to pull a pistol from his shoulder holster and was shot dead, while the workers, who apparently spoke no English, shouted in Spanish, "Somos temporales, no estamos migratorios." You know, we're temporary workers, and we give up. You know, they're holding their hands up. They didn't want to be shot either. Their definition of surrender, however, defied logic. One unsling Heckler and Koch MP5 submachine gun when special forces bullet punctured his forehead, killing him instantly. Perceived the rest of the threat, special forces gunned down the driver, the passenger, and other loaders, and then surrounded the other 2 tractor trailers, ordering the occupants to dismount or be shot dead. Of course, they instantly cooperated. That ended the firefight. The rest didn't want to get killed. So special forces and 5th Cavalry, you know, in fact, use those crews to load the warehouse contents into the trailers, and we're pretty sure everyone besides the people in the cabs were illegals who thought they were just hired for a job, like the ones you see standing around in Home Depot. Our people took control of the trucks, and we have the meds from the warehouse now. And there's no doubt it was meant for Volodymyr Zelensky. Deprivation of medication probably caused the deaths of a lot of good Americans. No, we didn't find any bullets in the warehouse, but still, this was a significant victory, said Linderman. The military alliance is making strategic advances, and they are sure-footed with their next moves. Looking back on what's transpired these past few years, just as the military alliance operations handed over elections to the Biden administration and Joe Biden to expose this corruption of the CIA and FBI, deep state military intelligence, collusion, and a stolen election, and DARPA controlling the social media platforms with back doors, and how the Biden regime initiated a war with Ukraine and Taiwan, how a world banking system collapse is imminent under a corrupt Joe Biden and CIA regimen. Even Trump admitted in public if he stayed in office, the CIA mainstream media corruption would have blamed him for everything and nothing would have changed. Which is true. The CIA and DARPA would have still gone ahead with the Ukraine war and, you know, starting all the disruptions, and then they would have blamed Donald Trump, and the media would have turned on him, and but under the Biden administration, the collapse of the U.S. and financial institutions and corruptions is happening and continuing and being exposed. So now it's Joe Biden's fault, not Trump's fault. He saw it all ahead of time. If Trump would have taken charge, all this would have come down, and, you know, the financial crisis, the wars, probably World War III, you know, all of it, and they would all blame Trump, and then it'd be a real mess. And we'll continue the exposure of treason the way it is right now, because with the Biden administration, it's obvious who's causing these problems. This is fifth-generation warfare, folks, and you have to understand that since he let Joe Biden with a stolen election just go ahead, he told the military, just, hey, just let him go. Let him be president. Let him do his thing. And they continued on with their plan to destroy America and the world with the COVID, with the anything else you can think of, nuclear war, a new COVID, whatever, masterfully set up operations. And this was the only way the White Hats could get the people to wake up. Now, many out there right now are waking up, and they see it for what it really is. Not everybody, but exposure of the corruption and Ukraine money laundering ops and the proxy wars. For a long time, I've been telling you the stolen elections of 2020 was a military operation to monitor the corruption and treason that will connect to military tribunals and operations. Now we're deep inside the storm, and inside sources reveal that Elon Musk, backed by the military white hats and military operations, is going to initiate the same operations in Twitter. You've already seen that get started. Give Twitter back to the deep state, and they will fall right on their own sword. Why? Because when the White Hats captured Twitter, they put in the programs, the servers, military operations, and backdoors hidden throughout the world of the Twitter systems. And Twitter will implode in on itself and expose itself fully to the CIA DARPA operations connected to the pandemic, the next pandemic they were going to initiate, And they are trying to release their new vaccines, etc., etc. You know the playbook now. You know what they're doing. They're going to do it all over again. But they won't get away with it this time. In the next months coming, Twitter will go back to DNC and CIA deep state protocols and create a massive chaos inside the Twitter world and bring near Civil War digital event inside one of the world's biggest platforms. In the end game, Musk will expose Twitter as being run with CIA DARPA operations, and that is connected to the World Economic Forum, United Nations, Davos, the Obama's Five Eyes intelligence agencies. In sum, Twitter has been rigged to give us back, you know, to be given back to the deep state, and the military white hats are monitoring it fully. Everything is happening for a reason with the treasonous social media platform that will expose the deep state military and the world elites. Groups such as the World Economic Forum, the UN, Davos, and CIA using Twitter to fuel military coups, drug dealing, pedophilia, all those other organ dealings, and the crimes against humanity. I mean, you know what they're doing. Massive corruption cover-ups and the world crimes connected to human trafficking rings. Now you know why Musk installed a mole of the WEF, the World Economic Forum, as the new CEO of Twitter. It's a trap and connects to the military courts and operations. Now you know why White Hat's military operations gave the elections to Biden. It was a trap and connects the military courts and operations. That's why Trump, Putin, Xi, Musk, RFK Jr., Cash Patel, Modi, Ben Solomon never denounce Q, because behind the scenes, White Hats will let DARPA stage their alien invasion. And at the same time, White Hats are waking sleeper and whistleblowers through the world who are letting many countries know the alien invasion is a massive false flag disclosure event. They're going to pull that alien invasion, folks. Don't mix anything about it. It's going to happen. Later in time, after the fake 1 mile long UFO, which is a giant Zeppelin, makes its appearance, then comes the real disclosure. The fake alien invasion is needed to bring down DARPA and the government agencies who planned the event. You know, they started prepping us with these weather balloons, if you remember. Oh, we shot down the weather balloon. Oh, well, you know, they're going to have these Zeppelins and say, you know, they're motherships. And they'll use their CGI to make it look like a whole bunch of planes, you know, UFOs are flying around. And they'll have a few of their own deep state UFOs out there destroying stuff. Maybe one or two or three. But they'll create this big facade. But also, that will bring in the classified information on the technology behind the floating levitation man-made UFOs, the hidden U.S. military technology that created all the Tic Tac info, UFO info, and several more are even shaped like rectangles. You've seen the videos of those, including the massive 1 mile long UFO, 100% man-made Zeppelin. After failure of the fake alien invasion and the military tribunals, the secrets of technology connected to levitation, infinite energy, zero point energy, true Tesla energy will come in, and this is connected to the real med beds. This is because the Planetary Liberation Alliance scored major victories last week in the United States, the United Kingdom, Thailand, and Pakistan, while major battles rage continue in Europe this week, and Turkey. So the war is not over. And I'm telling you, folks, when the med beds do come out, Dr. Johnny's patients are going to be the first ones to get them. In the U.S., the mass awakening has reached critical mass as 70% of Americans agree. Fake U.S. President Joe Biden's foreign business dealings, bribery, and influence peddling schemes are very serious. This past Wednesday, Marjorie Taylor Greene filed impeachment proceedings and papers to not only Joe Biden, but his top people like FBI Director Christopher Wray and four or five others of the top Biden team. She filed impeachment. But will you hear that on the mainstream media? No. Because to them, anything the White Hats are doing is not news. They're not going to print it or talk about it at all. But Marjorie Taylor Greene did file those impeachment proceedings, and it started. That means the majority, you know, the majority of people are now getting their understanding that's close to the truth. And when more and more find out that impeachment proceedings have already been filed, they're going to really start looking. The public now needs to stop being distracted by avatars like Biden or George Soros so we can target and neutralize the true enemy. Ultimately, this is about the Rockefeller family and their evil control of the medical and other industries like the petroleum and medical industries. One of the main institutions is the Bank of International Settlements, which is the source of the problem, but falls short of naming its Rockefeller Rothschild owners. If we did not target the real source of the problem, we will continue flailing about uselessly like angry blind people. But on the Master Survivor Show Beyond PhD, I give you the facts, and people are going to wake up this week, next week, and very soon. Here are some specific names of war criminals who need to be brought to justice. David Rockefeller Jr., Hillary and Bill Clinton Rockefeller clones, Mark Zuckerberg Rockefeller clone, the John Podesta Rockefeller clone, Klaus Schwab Rothschild clone, and the various other Rothschilds. The reason I said the clones have to be brought in is because many people don't understand we've gotten the real people years ago, but the deep state will just put out a clone. And when they put out a clone, you know, they've already been studying the real person, his actions, his thoughts, you know, what diction he uses, the type of rhetoric he uses. And that's all fed in to the AI computer that tabulates more than any two or three dozen human beings could ever do it. So when they really narrow down exactly what a person is with their, you know, intelligence, with your IQ, with your vocabulary, with all the way they say things and everything. Then they just put a clone out there when the real person's taken. They put a clone out there and put that mental brain implant in them. And then they can be piped in exact marching orders all in the same manner that they would act and carry those out like the real Joe Biden, like the real Obama, like the real Hillary Clinton. But the left think they're all the real ones. They talk like them. Their voice is exactly like them. They look like them. They may look a little younger, a little healthier, but they still, the left just go, oh, no, I heard it right from Hillary. I saw her. I spoke to her. Blah, blah, blah. Same way with Obama, same way with all of them. But we got to get the clones. Once we get those and we destroy their AI computer feed, then we will have this under white hat control. Because that's all we got right now are their body doubles out there, their clones. So we also need to go after their top servants like Victoria Nuland, Elliot Abrams, Justin Castro Trudeau, Bill Gates clone, Justin Trudeau clone, Larry Fink, Vladimir Lozinski clone, Alex Soros, Chrystia Freeland, and Jens Stoltenberg, just to name a few. And just one sign pointing to the extent of their war crimes, we look at the population of Ukraine. The mainstream media will never reveal these factoids. In truth, they are probably only 18 million people left in Ukraine at this point. 18 million, that's it. They were originally 34.5 million if you go back to the 1990s. And, you know, and before 1990, there are over 80 million people living in Ukraine. Today, there are only 18. According to Colonel Douglas McGregor, real sharp guy, he's direct in touch with military, accurate military intelligence. This is deliberate and massive genocide designed to kill men and enslave women and children. They want to get rid of the men and take the women and children. Take the women for their pleasure and their reproduction, and take the children for their adrenochrome harvest and their organs for the purpose of torture and slavery. This did not happen during World War II, but it's happening now. Any government official expressing support for what is being done in Ukraine is a war criminal and will be dealt with. This is happening, folks. We can confine military action against these people is underway. We can confirm that. We are alerted that the top Pentagon General Mark Milley was dead. He was taken to Gitmo. We asked two Pentagon sources to confirm, of course. One said Milley has been replaced by an avatar, a CGI. Another knows him personally and was told, oh, he's busy, because he knows he's gone. He's already had his tribunal. He's already gone. Other sources told us Black Hawk helicopters had converged on Washington, D.C. this past week to hide their movements. Weather cameras have been shut down along the eastern U.S. coastlines. In a sign, Donald Trump is the commander-in-chief, and the fake Joe Biden avatar has suddenly taken an 180-degree turn and sent troops to Mexican border to stop hundreds of thousands of military-age illegal immigrants trying to enter the country. Some of the troops are rogue agents, and a few of them are helping to bus immigrants, but that's not on a very large scale. There's also a huge secret war being waged inside the United Kingdom. The Khazarian Mafia is trying to use the satanic coronation of King Charles. And it took place 6 months, 6 weeks, and 6 days after the murder of Queen Elizabeth II. Oh, 666, we got to line it all up and be good Satanists to please His Majesty Satan as an excuse to take over the quantum financial system. The head of MI6, appointed by Queen Elizabeth, is having none of this and reports that he is under sustained cyber attacks and death threats. We have been in contact with Richard Moore at MI6 in London, who is inside a closed and locked police cordon where he's protected. Someone is feeling the heat after this massive pressure to break up the Rothschild grip on the Western banking system. This desperate attack is linked to an imminent bankruptcy of the United States of America Corporation. This is now expected to take place in June. This June, that's in a week or so. As even Rockefeller slaves like criminal Janet Yellen admit, they may have to just bought a bit of time by selling another 26 million barrels of Strategic Petroleum Reserve, but the writing's on the wall. Yellen warned the G7 criminals, gathering in Japan as we speak, a default on the U.S. obligations would produce an economic and financial catastrophe, and that could happen as soon as June. Well, it might. Well, she's wrong. Let me just tell you. It will be a huge increase in wealth for 99% of Americans. Let me tell you, folks, as the funds stolen by the criminal 0.01% and their servant class, the 1%, are returned to them via Jubilee, we're going to get all that money back because their money is not going to be worth anything. However, if you're not a pedophile or a drug dealer or a criminal, if you have money under the mattress, you can turn it in and get the new rainbow note, rainbow dollar. But bankruptcy or not, the battle to take these criminals down is raging toward victory. And on that front, the House Oversight Committee revealed that the 9 Biden family members that received wire transfers from foreign nationals via shell companies, they got it all. That's why they're being the Biden team is being impeached, and they're arresting his family members. They also issued a legally binding subpoena to the FBI for a key document in the Biden family criminal scheme. The FBI is refusing to comply, meaning special forces will be sent in to their headquarters to arrest top officials. And basically, Dr. Johnny is telling you that that's already being done. In another sign, Trump is back in charge. He was allowed to speak the truth on CNN town hall meeting about the stolen election and many other things. And they cut that town hall meeting short. They cut it short by 30 or so, 38 minutes. They wouldn't let him go on. Everybody was cheering him on in the crowd there. So CNN couldn't have that, so they cut the meeting short. Right on the network, they cut it off. Trump is urging Republican legislators to trigger the first ever U.S. debt default. As Trump knows, default is needed to trigger the Jubilee and nationalization of the privately owned Federal Reserve. A default would be great for us. Let it crash. This is great. Trust me, folks. The deep state and the media is going to say, oh, it's all over. Everything's going down the tubes, and they're going to try to scare you to death, but it'd be the best thing in the world. In addition to all that, there are now 413,220 grand jury sealed indictments, with California and Texas in the lead with all those number of indictments. The average number of sealed indictments before Trump in the 2016 is about 1,500 cases per year. Since each sealed indictment can contain multiple individuals, it looks like 1 million or so Satanists in the U.S. have been identified and will soon be sent to internment camps for re-education or punishment. Oh, we'll give them a chance. It's called truth and reconciliation. Oh, you want to live? Well, then if you want to become a soprano or a canary and just sing like a bird, we'll let you live. But if you don't want to tell us anything, well, we're not going to spend much time on your trial. We're taking you right to the guillotine. Because they got all those guillotines in the internment camps, in these FEMA camps. The Obama administration and Eric Holder were going to have these guillotines and got these guillotines at all the FEMA camps. And they were going to take patriots there and guillotine their heads, impale them, chop, boom. So it's the perfect place to take these, well, at a minimum, 500,000, you know, a half a million, indict, you know, Satanist criminals. So we figure there's at least a million or more. But somebody needs to tell Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to finish off the job, because he keeps talking about that, you know, the CIA murdered his uncle, John F. Kennedy, and, you know, if he becomes president, he's going to dismantle the CIA in 1,000 pieces, just like his uncle said. Well, somebody needs to tell Kennedy it was David Ben-Gurion who ordered the murder of his uncle and his father on behalf of his Rothschild and Rockefeller bosses. It's a mob, folks. Let's face it. He also needs to figure out the CIA has a split personality and that the White Hats are actually, who actually support him, especially his stance on the COVID and the vaccines. So half of the CIA or more are White Hats, just like half of the FBI. There's some really good rank and file people that are patriots that want to do a good job by our country. And, so we can't just destroy these institutions, but there needs to be a house cleaning. Let's just get right to the point. Meanwhile, as real politicians like Kennedy keep pushing for the truth, the CGI or Avatar Biden continues the theater of the absurd by saying, we're going to solve all the world's problems. The fake is all smiles but refuses to answer questions. And I'll bring more details after these messages from our sponsors.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick, I can thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you the truth about our world and the tools to help you survive and thrive. I really appreciate all my listeners. I get good letters from you, and I appreciate the support. I'm still going to honor all the things that you requested, and I'm going to bring them right to this show. And I can only do 12,000 words per show, so I can't get everything in each show, so I have to put it off to the next show and the next show, but I want to give you what's important. And so I appreciate all your support, and thank you so very much. And just know that I've been looking and looking to see if Joe Biden showed up to the G7 meeting that's going on in Japan as we speak. But I haven't found that out yet. I'm not getting a clear word. I'll know tomorrow, maybe, or the next day. But we got to keep a sharp eye to see if Biden actually did show up at the G7 meeting. He said he was going to do a teleconference, which, you know, is just CGI, you know, like a Zoom call or something. But a lot of people, by the way, are trying to make a big deal out of the fact that Japan is opening a NATO liaison office. This is just lip service and does not mean Japan will start supplying weapons to Ukraine or fighting for NATO. In other words, it's just a big PR stunt, nothing more. So speaking about NATO, let's look at what this criminal organization has been up to on that front. Polish Prosecutor's Office for Organized Crime and Corruption is investigating former German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's role in preparing for the invasion of the Ukraine, according to the Polish intelligence. Also, for anyone who knows someone who wants Ukraine to win the war, ask them why the United States has not stopped buying uranium from Russia since the war started. According to Polish intelligence, there are many reasons why the world's elites do not want to give up Ukraine. Not only was it the center of corruption, money laundering, bioweapons, labs, human trafficking, etc., it also seems to be a testing ground for digital ID, a cashless society that they want to create everywhere. Does it make sense for a country at war to invest time and money in such technological projects when the population suffers and the country needs rebuilding? Well, Colonel Douglas McGregor had some real insight. He says, we know that Larry Fink, a BlackRock, you know, he's the head of BlackRock, and his friends all thought that they were going to cash in big time and buy up everything that was left in Ukraine and exploit the region and the population forever. But that's not going to happen. This is the same Larry Fink who says behaviors are going to have to change, behaviors have to be forced, and at BlackRock, we are forcing behaviors, that's what he said. We'll see if he still has the same arrogance when the military alliance force their way into his penthouse suite and carries them away to the tribunals. They may have already done that. I'm not up on the last few days, but explosive revelations are on the horizon, folks. The Ukraine war failure sends shockwaves through the deep state because they haven't won the war, not by even a long shot. In a stunning turn of events, the carefully crafted plan of the CIA and the cohorts to wage war in Ukraine and overthrow Putin's regime is crumbling before their very eyes. Military assessments and war strategists now acknowledge that the imminent defeat in Ukraine is leaving the deep state in a panic and desperation. Bakhmut has fallen. Now the mainstream media has admitted that. So that was one of the big main things. McGregor says these startling admissions by U.S. commanders, including Colonel McGregor, reveal the true nature of Ukraine conflict. Is a proxy war organized by the CIA for a decade that meticulously trained Ukrainian military, grooming them for an audacious attack on Moscow. That's what they were planning to do. The CIA wanted to invade Moscow. The coup in Ukraine back in 2014 was just the beginning, as the CIA continued to bolster and guide Ukrainian forces toward their ultimate objective, taking control of Putin's Russia. The lust for Russia's vast resources, including its significant lithium reserves, has driven the deep state's insidious agenda for far too long. They've been after Russia for years. But now the tides have turned. The failure of Ukraine war looms large on the horizon, sending shockwaves through the corridors of power inhabited by Obama, Biden, and the Rockefeller regime. Faced with this dire setback, this debacle, they hastily pivot toward their next diabolical plan, instigating a catastrophic war in Africa, pitting the U.S. against Russia. So they'll make Africa like another Vietnam and have U.S. fighting Russia there, but in Africa. Yet behind the scenes, white hats have always been one step ahead. They foresaw these nefarious moves by the CIA and the U.S. military and have meticulously devised countermeasures to expose their sinister operations. The forthcoming events in Africa will unfold at breakneck pace, really fast, leaving the Ukraine war debacle in its dust. We won't hear about Ukraine in the next few months at all. We'll just hear about all the stuff going on in Africa, and it started in Sudan. This clash between the U.S. and Russian military forces will coincide with the exposure of the CIA's machinations by Trump, Musk, JFK Jr., and Congress within the United States. It's long been understood that to bring an end to the incessant wars raging Africa, the very operations controlled by the CIA must be dismantled. The only way to halt the continuous manipulation and civil strife in African nations orchestrated by the CIA, United Nations, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, is to create a war that will expose their deep state agenda once and for all. The corrupt practices plaguing African countries are intricately linked to the CIA's operations, perpetrating poverty, corruption, and stolen wealth. But now, the final war to end all wars is rapidly approaching, and Africa is set to play a pivotal role. I've been providing you with fragments of this impending conflict in earlier shows, meticulously outlining military assessments and movements over the past 2 years. The time has come as the United States, Africa, and Russia brace themselves for the impending storm. This is the culmination of a grand plan, the exposure of the CIA and the United Nations' grip on nations. Trust in the plan, as the Q people say, for the fate of the world hangs in balance. Prepare yourselves for an intricate web connecting us all is about to unravel. The destruction of the CIA brings down the deep state house of cards and will expose everything from war crimes to corruption, the military coup, and the control of the Federal Reserve and the corrupt world banks. This is what the Alliance military operations are after. Exposing the CIA, they run a bye-bye campaign, and the cabal deep state is over in all the countries. This connects to the bringing down of the first fake U.S. CBDC, the Central Bank Digital Currency. I've told you about that many times on this show, and the first U.S. digital currency will fail, and then the Trump team will create the second real gold-backed banking system. They're waiting for that first central bank digital currency to flop, and it will. Because they're going to offer you double your money back, you know, just invest in it now. But see, once you invest in it, all your money's gone because it's totally digital. You don't have any control over it anymore. But they'll put right there on the screen, if you invest, you know, $10,000, they'll put $20,000 right on the screen to entice you and all your friends to invest in central bank digital currency. Don't do it, folks. Don't do it. It's called FedCoin, I think is what it's called. The Federal Reserve Bank is not federal, and it holds no reserves. It's a private bank owned by member banks, and overall owned by the same big banks deemed too big to fail, like J.P. Morgan Chase, you know? So when the CBDCs, the Central Bank Digital Currency, come to supposedly save the day, remember that these banks are run by child rapists and human traffickers. Don't buy any of their central bank digital currency coins. Everything happening with the CIA wars in Ukraine and next Africa, plus the Epstein pedophile rings and operations with banks, plus the exposure of JFK assassination, as well as the world collapse, the nuclear standoff, the Biden laptop, vaccine exposures, gain of function, etc., etc., is all connected to a massive exposure of the CIA, which will lead to the United Nations, NATO, Davos, Obama, Gates, etc. The exposure of the CIA brings down the fake U.S. CBDC that is coming to supposedly save the system, then the dismantling of the CIA ends all wars. The John Durham saga is ongoing. They're not reporting on what he's doing, but he is definitely giving his reports to the House of Representatives, and Epstein's saga is only beginning. Panic has hit its highest level in the Pentagon, House of Rockefeller, CIA. Ask yourself these questions. Who is Seth Rich? You remember him? What did he know? Oh, he was a Democrat, all right, but he was a patriot. So why is he important? Treason charges are coming, and then the military coup. everything leads back to the dismantling of the CIA. You're going to find out who Seth Rich is if you don't know already. We're going to bring down this FBI and the deep state military intelligence that protects the elites and their pedophilia rings and corrupt banking system will all evaporate. It's worse than a house of cards. It's just a puddle of water in the hot noon sun in the summer of Texas. It will evaporate so quick. We are inside the storm, and Trump is just warming up. He knows Epstein. He knows him well. And actually, at one time, they were friends. And that's playing to his advantage. And remember, McAfee, he knows a lot too. So between McAfee, John McAfee and Epstein, there are no hidden secrets about the deep state. And they're all going down. Just the same for Klaus Schwab's Great Reset. The Rothschild says, you know, get used to no privacy. He says, you must behave as we tell you to behave or else. That's what Klaus Schwab says. And his family members are facing arrest because they are on the brink of losing all of Europe. The Polish Prime Minister, Matizu Morawiecki, I can't pronounce these freaking names. Morawiecki. Anyway, the Polish Prime Minister is calling for the death penalty to be reinstated because it will be disclosed very soon that there are thousands upon thousands of pedophile child torturers in Poland. So they don't even want to give them a trial. They just want to put them to death. They don't like that. In France, the revolution is still going strong, and given the police hell, most of the police have gone on the side of the people. The French people are pushing back. The French people want out of the EU, and they're cutting up the EU flag at all their rallies. They keep yelling, "We want Macron's head." And, you know, they want to bring the guillotine back right on public view with TV cameras and have Macron and Bridget with their heads rolling in a sign of just how unpopular Macron is. He had to do something no other French president has had to do and seal off downtown Dunkirk so he could visit accompanied by five ministers, more than 1,500 police officers and generators. Any leader so afraid of his people that he has to fence off a cordon area and go in with 1,500 police officer protection with generators to keep it going so they can't turn off his power is definitely paranoid and for good reason. I would have given a nickel for Macron in another month. I'd be surprised if he's still there. This is what Colonel McGregor says. Macron's in Japan. He's afraid to return back to France. I know that for a fact. The British will find a new leader, and they will go through governments until the economy collapses. The real question is, what happens in Berlin with Scholz, who is probably the most uninteresting, unimaginable, unimpressive leader Germany has ever had? The same can be said for Justin Castro Trudeau. I say Castro Trudeau because his mom had a little rendezvous with Fidel Castro, got pregnant, and had Justin. So he is Justin Castro Trudeau, and he's taken over Canada by a stolen election. Some of his avatars now, because the real Justin Trudeau is gone, but some of his clones and avatars, probably Castro himself, have already been killed, and the latest Trudeau clone bears a poor resemblance. He's so much younger. They can't pull this show off forever, folks. And now, as Consaria Mafia handlers have attacked the rebellious province of Alberta, The latest from the Canadian Secret Intelligence Service reveals Justin Castro and his cronies don't like Alberta because they stand up to him. Alberta stands up to him as he wants to push electric cars. We don't want them, which means he has to destroy the oil and gas industry. We want to keep the oil and gas industry. People were told to evacuate in some areas and later went back home only to find their homes looted. Oh, yeah. So Alberta doesn't trust the government anymore. They're saying stay out. Justin Trudeau and his handlers will be hunted down when the cleanup of the USA is finished. And you can count on that. Russia's helping too. According to President Vladimir Putin of the Russian Federation, if he is to be tried as a war criminal, then all U.S. presidents who have caused dozens of wars around the world without even having the right to do so should be stand in line with him, he says. That could happen soon. Any president that's left will be standing in line for a tribunal. Trust me. We note that the Soviet Union has been de facto reestablished as 7 out of the 9 leaders visited Moscow for the traditional Victory Day parade. You know, when Soviet Union had all these countries, you know, Moldova and Romania and Belarus and all, you know, and Latvia and Estonia and Lithuania, you know, they went to Victory Parade on May 9th, visiting all, yeah, let's bring the Soviet Union back. We want Mother Russia again. So Russia is working together with China and the White Hats in the West and has now liberated most of the planet because 80% of the planet, 80% of the population, over 75% of the GDP of the whole planet is going with BRICS. That is the gold-backed currency of Russia. And, you know, like Mexico, it's going to go BRICS. Thailand's the latest country to be liberated. Thailand's new prime minister, Ms. Pirandum Sanatara, whose father is Takatsin and Aunt Lindluck, were ousted in a separate military coup. Sauratara is a member of the White Hat Planetary Liberation Alliance, so Thailand's being liberated. This means the country is no longer under the control of a heroin-addicted king who is being held hostage by the Khazarian Mafia in Europe. Russia and China are also fighting to liberate the Mideast. Russia said on Wednesday a roadmap to normalize ties between Syria and Turkey will be drafted in coordination with defense ministers and security services of Iran, Russia, Syria, Turkey, all in Moscow. This has led to a serious fight over Turkey. The Khazarian Mafia don't want to give it up. They tried to keep Turkey under their control by doing earthquake weapons and trying to steal last Sunday's election there. They were able to force a runoff by resorting to more earthquake weapon threats. This is also a serious proxy war in Pakistan over the past week. It started when dozens of paramilitary troops pushed former Prime Minister Imran Khan into a black SUV while others beat back some of his supporters. And in the court complex, his supporters then set the National Public Broadcaster's building on fire, torching the private residence of Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif, and storming the Electric Commission headquarters, where vote sealer machines were located. They destroyed those and ransacked arms stores and basically started a revolution. This led to serious infighting within the army that forced Pakistan's Supreme Court to declare the former prime minister's arrest illegal and order his immediate release, which they did. He's what the people want. Khan is what the people want. He was then biometrically tested to confirm he was still the real Khan, and he was. Khan was grabbed because he's promised to expose Ukrainian nuclear weapons being sold via Pakistan to China, Iran, and North Korea, and other non-state actors. He is also going to expose Khazarian Mafia heroin operations, child trafficking, and sex trade that has been happening for decades with the military, police, government, CIA, and other officials and elites. After his release, Khan said the military is above the law, and the IC, that's the military intelligence agency, is above the law. And if you have anyone above law, you descend into the law of the jungle, lawlessness, he said. You can pick up people, detain people, disappear people. They try to and influence judges, and they clamp down on the media. There's no accountability for this institution. It's not democratic, he says. The people want Khan, and he's waking them up. Japanese diplomats in Pakistan note in the background that Pakistan is about to default and go bankrupt along with the U.S. corporation, which would be a good thing. And then Khan can take power and bring it back under control of the people. Given all the criminal actions by the Khazarian Mafia-controlled USA, it is understandable why Chinese President Xi Jinping still does not want to talk by phone to the fake Joe Biden. This came after the U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan became the first Biden official in months to talk to his Chinese counterparts. They are told that he tried to sell U.S. military secrets to the Chinese in exchange for funding the U.S. corporation, but he was turned down. Chinese have got plenty of military secrets. They don't need anything, and they turn them down. The Chinese are fully aware the U.S. is run by two-faced hypocrisies. In the last example, the U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris traveled to Zambia, and she landed at a Chinese-built airport, moved on a Chinese-built road, and spoke at a venue that was a gift from China to Zambia. And yet, she told the Zambians not to cooperate with China. Well, that went over like a lead balloon. Her trip did not go so well, and her speeches fell on deaf ears. Excuse me. What the Chinese need to figure out next is that the UN is not what they think it is. In the last example, the World Health Organization and the United Nations are sexualizing little children in primary education worldwide for the purpose of normalizing pedophilia. They're rolling out this pedophilia thing worldwide to be not a crime. Oh, yeah. It's not just in America, folks. Not just in Canada. It's all over the world. Meanwhile, judicial organizations, media outlets, and public political parties are calling for the acceptance of pedophilia as the normal sexual orientation. Oh, yeah. And another sign, Western moral decay. It turns out that around one-third of scientific articles put out in the last 5 years are made up or plagiarized. They're all doing what the Khazarian Mafia tell them to do. And they get all these, you know, eggheads, these think tank people, on board with this left approach. Speaking about made up things, former head of the Russian Cosmos Space Agency, Dmitry Rogozin, says the official search revealed little evidence for America's going to the moon. He noted Soviet cosmonauts returned from a multi-day exposition in outer space could barely stand on their feet and underwent a long recovery after such flights. And the Americans crowed and bragged about their lunar ships and you know, they came back and walked around. He said, that's impossible. In a golden age of knowledge and time, where humans will transform the world into things that only dreams can be created, is now coming true, folks. The best is yet to come. Quantum movements, Tesla, Trump's uncle, Barron Trump's marvelous underground journey, zero point energy. What if 53 miles of hidden books connected to hidden Bibles and underneath the Vatican, and suppress 35,000 volumes of catalogs from 12 centuries worth of documents and books were housed under the Vatican tunnels now come into the public view. What if that's going to happen? And the stuff of historical legend to tell the complete story of time travel, zero point energy, what Jesus truly did, not just despite his Sermon on the Mount, but all the things he did. And it's going to tap into the source of God's brilliance and existence. The Great Awakening is much more than elections, folks. It's a military coup that started during the Obama administration, but got into full swing in 2020. And that's how ex-presidents Clinton, Rothschild, Rockefeller, and Obama, and the CIA and the shadow elite powers pulled off a military coup against the sitting president using military intelligence. They spied on Trump, like Adam Schiff, the chairman of the U.S. intelligence. And the committee backed by the CIA operations and DARPA and FBI corrupt and Department of Justice, et cetera, created one of the worst divisions in U.S. history as they pushed a military coup on behalf of ex-presidents loyal to a massive pedophilia ring, deeply connected to the Epstein world pedophilia ring, money laundering, human trafficking, sex trafficking, drug trafficking, blackmail rings, controlling officials and banks worldwide, including militaries. The connections of the military coup is connected to a massive swamp of crimes against humanity, and they push gain of function death vaccines, collapse of the economy, and our food supply and our culture with using digital IDs and mass censorship and military coup and a world war attempt. Lots happening, Master Survivors. And remember, part of the Rockefeller's plan is to use a fake alien invasion to bring in mass control and to bring the people down to their knees. Oh, save us, save us. Even NASA's own Wernher von Braun used to watch him on the Disney Channel when Walt Disney visited Wernher von Braun in Huntsville Space Center at Wernher von Braun's office. And Wernher von Braun, the genius behind the V-2 rockets and the Apollo rockets, admitted that to the stages of creating world wars and the pandemic and then bringing on a fake alien invasion, he said that's the last card. At that moment, the deep state is planning their invasion. That's why all the news agencies in the Vatican are warning of aliens. They are teleporting and telegraphing their moves. Remember, the first alien invasion is fake. I've told you 1,000 times that the real disclosure will come after the first fake alien invasion. The Great Awakening will blow your mind and is connected to the deepest secrets of the earth, of the past, present, and future. But the good news is God and the people win. Right now, there's so many devious parallel and intersecting crime waves, that we see every day washing over the earth at one time, that the New World Order Satanists are taking this great reset opportunity to apply their order from chaos solution in one last time effort to save themselves. Today, even the man on the street, even the homeless man knows something's wrong, and so much more is going on in a myriad of ways that we've been exploited, abused, depopulated, victimized, bankrupt, fleeced, poisoned, sabotaged, ripped off, and they are certain to seek their own types of vigilante justice. You can count on that. Which is why the COVID restrictions and vaccine mandates are not making enough progress. Now the cabal has a real problem. Not enough people are getting the vaccines, and they're not killing the population off fast enough. So now they're putting their deadly graphene oxide nanocomputer robots in the food supply, in our milk, in our meat, and in our vegetables. They are attempting to control our genetics and our mind. But they just can't get it done fast enough, and desperately the deep state is losing control, and these great resetters may even say that when the Galactic Federation ships show up for everyone to see, the deep state mainstream media will take on their own spaceships to fly around too and start destroying things. And that campaign of destruction, they'll say, is an alien attack and an invasion just to divert our attention from what is really going on in a last-ditch effort to save their own skins. Believe me, the fake ET alien invasion is in their plans. Just remember, if you were a master survivor, you have had your mind and your body under your control, and you'll be able to see through the lies, protect your own body and mind. More than ever before, it's time for everyone to become a master survivor. I've learned early on that survival is the most important goal in life. Above all else, it seems like such a simple concept, doesn't it? Survival. But look at how many people keep dying from so many different causes that Dr. Johnny thinks are unnecessary and could always be avoided, like taking the vaccine. If you were a master survivor, you would see through their lies and you've never gotten the vaccine because I've warned you not to take it. I will repeat, I learned early on that survival is the most important goal. America needs the Master Survivor Program and the Master Survivor University. More than ever, it's time to make a simple decision and make survival the most important goal in your life, and learn about all the constraints that have been put in place to destroy our lives. On an earlier show, I revealed a startling statistic that came from a contact who works deep in the insurance company in industry. I've said this many times. You probably heard it, but I'll keep repeating it because she is one of the sharpest in the business. She gets a $250,000 plus salary. She just loves numbers and just crunches numbers all day. She used to work for Mutual of Omaha. Then she worked for some others. I think now she's with New York Life, and I talk to her every once in a while because I knew her when I lived down in Palm Beach, in West Palm Beach. Well, I lived in Palm Beach Gardens. I worked in West Palm Beach, and I used to go out to West Palm Beach. Okay, so there you go. But I don't, I can tell you right now that she's one of the best actuaries in the business. To her, crunching big numbers and predicting probability is easy. And she told me the third leading cause of death in 2020 and the year 2021 was the hospital. The third leading cause of death. She said that outbeats the automobile accident, she told me. She told me that if someone's had a COVID vaccination and they die, that the insurance company will not pay their life insurance benefits to their loved ones and classify their death as a suicide because all COVID vaccines are classified under the EUA or Experimental Use Authorization, and it was patented as a bioweapon from the Defense Department, from DARPA. She told me the inside scoop behind the scenes that big insurance executives were and still are pro-vaccine and pro-COVID because they get all those insurance premiums, but they will rarely have to honor the payoff on the life insurance claim if the deceased was vaccinated. She told me, to her, it's just numbers. So it doesn't matter if they're hamburgers or cattle, it's just numbers. Death and destruction, it's just numbers. She said they created a money machine, and as long as they pay her high six-figure salary, over $250,000 salary, she'll just continue to crunch the numbers. Now, folks, don't you think it's time to become a master survivor and not be a victim, not be a number in her, you know, when she's going and crunching those numbers? Do you want to be one of those numbers? I don't. Dr. Johnny will never be a number that is counted. By becoming a master survivor, you will sail far above the misery level where most people live, but sadly, they think the misery level is normal. Oh, yeah. Being a master survivor, you'll find out that you are so much more than a data point in an archive. It's time to become invincible. There are three things that separate the Master Survivor Program from all other health plans in the world, whether it's naturopaths or doesn't matter, that makes it the number one natural healing modality in the world. These three things that make Dr. Johnny's protocols the pinnacle of natural wellness are, number one, no drugs. Number two, no surgery. Number three, no one has to suffer. Now, many of us are told there exists only two people in this world, the haves and have-nots. But what if I were to tell you that they're all completely wrong? If you are hearing this show right now and decide to become a master survivor, just know that you learn, you know, that you are truly a superhuman organism. You can read all about it on my website, themastersurvivor.com, and get started as a master survivor if you want. Just go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down, click on the Master Survivor Program, and choose number one and get started with the hair tissue mineral analysis. Once you send me that hair and your check for $226, I can run it through the lab. And that way I can get your chemistry and give you a roadmap for the best health that you'll find anywhere in the world. What most people don't know is that every one of us has unlimited potential, and many of us have yet to fully realize who we truly are, that we are superhuman organisms. Stunning research today is revealing that most of who we really are is not human at all. The majority of our genetic expression comes from a mass of living microorganisms inside our bodies, weighing over 5 to 8 pounds in most individuals, and count far more, you know, the number of those organisms than all the stars in the Milky Way galaxy and all the sand on the beaches. This is a fact that scientists are finally having to face, and has been validated with new findings from the Human Microbiome Project that later merged in, you know, the Human Genome Project that later merged in the Human Microbiome Project. I know much about this back, you know, from the 80s when I was running Davenport Laboratories in North Dallas. However, what happened in 1992, my life dramatically changed because I was literally at death's door when doctors said I had only 6 months to live. A new mode of seriousness consumed my being. Remembering what I learned in the lab and gleaned from my medical doctor customers in the lab, I did not choose the suggested conventional treatment of drugs and liver transplant surgery they wrote up in my treatment plan. Oh no. On that life-changing day when I walked out of the university hospital refusing the doctor's treatment of liver transplant and their interferon drugs, that day was when the head doctor said I was delirious and said I wasn't thinking right, and that if I did not do what they said and get the transplant, I was surely going to die. Yes, my body was very toxic, and it suffered from many burdens. The viral load blood test showed 12 million hepatitis C viral load. This viral infestation in my liver destroyed my hepatic cells, which created extensive scar tissue damage, which is they call cirrhosis. The core sample, that biopsy that they took, that liver biopsy, and the lab came back from that, revealed that I had 96% cirrhosis scar tissue, only 4% liver function. So 96% was scarred and unfunctional. So they said I was surely going to die. Should I even mention the obvious that my immune response from extensive hepatitis C viral load was at its lowest point? My liver was shot. Those doctors told me I had less than 6 months to live. This was my wake-up call. After refusing their treatment, I was determined to reverse this dreadful condition. When I just destroyed my liver and my body with cocaine and alcohol and everything, and at the same time, running the laboratory because I love the lab business. I was determined to reverse these dreadful conditions and soon realized I had to change all my habits, my lifestyle, and even limit my social activities to a bare minimum. Yes, it was the rubber met the road moment, and I was determined to become not only a survivor, but determined not to become another statistic. That's where the Master Survivor Cobra came from. I said, well, by golly, I'm going to survive. I don't care what the doctors say. I'm going to survive. Well, enter the Master Survivor. My lifestyle routine that followed was focused on healing my liver, a dramatic change from what it was before. And yes, I did and fully did recover in 1994, all proven by lab tests and MRI to show that I had no scar tissue left. Homeogenous hepatic tissue, it said, 100%, which means healthy liver. Sometimes we achieve our best outcome when the worst things happen to us. Just like today with many of my patients who have had cancer and are sent home to die. But they decided to become a master survivor and work with Dr. Johnny and live. Most of them had too many toxins and were exposed to things like glyphosate and graphene oxide. I get rid of all that. They also had a wake-up call. While teaching them about natural recovery, and soon the delirious attitude took hold, and they were beginning to think like me and think, hey, maybe if I change my life and my habits like Dr. Johnny, I don't have to die either. Hello. Becoming a master survivor is one of the best things in the world for you. Many of the therapies that I learned from the ancient Greek medicine that I used in the lab in the 1980s, because our food healing plans are part of the recovery protocols, I knew that these therapies improved the gut flora to be beneficial. Today, I'm discovering from the latest research in the Human Microbiome Projects that these therapies I used to heal did not only, enhance my microbiome, but help me heal, and they also help my patients recover as well. That's why I have two things in the Master Survivor Program, that hair tissue mineral analysis and that total gut restoration kit. You can get it all right there on themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program. And number one is the hair tissue mineral analysis. You can get that with your credit card. And number two is the total gut restoration kit. You can also buy that directly from the lab when you register as my patient with your credit card. Well, I tell you what, folks, that Human Microbiome Project taught me that what I was doing was working and will empirically improve and validate the success of all my other therapies that I've put together. The maintenance program that I have for my patients today is the culmination of over 40 years of compiled research. My methodology uses the food items from people's chemistry and unique cellular mineral levels that are revealed by their hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA. I also incorporate those ancient Greek therapies like the liver flush. And these cornerstone foundation therapies and juice fasting that I talk about provided the base of what Hippocrates says was the key to good health, homeostasis or balance, which is the capstone of my healing pyramid. The rebuilding and restoring balances the microbiome, our foundation, and the restoration of the minerals balance in the cells can restore the cellular activity in all 70 trillion of your cells. From the HTMA, we get the right foods based on the biochemistry of the cells, and I incorporated it with the ancient Greek therapies of healing, food preparation, and exercise. Assembling the program all together, I filled in the missing modalities needed for total recovery. Much of the ancient wisdom from Greece is today's greatest health secret. They were so innovative with their healing efforts and made many breakthroughs, but they did not know the chemistry. They did not have the analysis laboratory. By harnessing the combination of my unique recovery insights with the Human Microbiome Project discoveries, the laboratory science that I did for over 40 years and taught medical doctors, and using the ancient Greek healing therapies all together in a new methodology, I brought about a renaissance of wellness modalities that's never been realized. I was formulating knowledge that's never been discovered before. Death looking me right in the eye inspired me to charge on and choose life and apply the golden ratio to my recovery and the healing program for my patients. For them, becoming a master survivor is not venturing out into the unknown. Oh, no, no. My patients have a roadmap for total wellness where I'm using their laboratory reports and their chemistry to show exactly where they are and where they're going. Experiencing my unique golden ratio healing system, many of them were surprised with their dramatic improvement and expressed to me that this is all magic. Wow, nobody's been able to help me, but you sure did, Dr. Johnny. But during those eureka moments of hearing the joy of my patients tell me that and realizing that they have a new lease on life, I told them this is not magic at all. This is science. This is the same golden ratio the Greeks used for their architecture, building temples, and the Renaissance painters use that they're when they're applying color oil on canvas. This golden ratio advanced my recovery program to a whole new level. What I found to accomplish healing no one else has ever known, used, or teaches anywhere on earth or throughout the annals of history. My work is truly beyond PhD. Death looked me in the eye was my greatest gift. The ridicule from the doctors, the family, and friends all calling me delirious and saying I was delirious and going to die drove me on because I knew they were all wrong. Over the decades, I've helped so many others heal. They've stayed with me. I've got some patients for over 35 years. And they were told, you know, and by everyone else, they were going to die. And my response to them, well, if you decide to become a master survivor, you will live, and I will guide you using laboratory tests showing your exact chemistry every step of the way. This was my calling. The Master Survivor Program manuscript could easily be my next bestseller. However, it was only reserved for my master's students in the university, and once they get their degree, they could use it as a lifetime wellness guide. The master's students will then use and learn my new methodology in their practice when and where they apply the golden ratio to every phase of recovery from the aggressive therapy protocols to the maintenance procedure. The visual roadmap, graphics, quick reference guides, the new nomenclature, the schedules of diet, cleansing, and exercise all give an accurate representation that takes place in each stage of the healing, because it goes in stages, each stage of healing, and every step of the way, all validated by modern laboratory science. The future is brighter than ever, because now the individual has unlimited potential not only to gain perfect health with the Master Survivor Program, but now the university, you know, the Master Survivor University, you can acquire all the credentials and knowledge needed to help anyone become exponentially more than they ever imagined, a superhuman organism. Many people in our world have forgotten how wonderful this gift of life really is. Becoming a Master Survivor, you take your first step into a new and better world. All the tools are now available in order to heal or teach others to become a superhuman organism. No matter what the illness is, I don't care if it's graphene oxide. We'll get rid of it. Everyone said I was going to die, but they were all wrong. I chose to live and help anyone become a master survivor. Today, with five world-class laboratories that exchange research, provide the HTMA, and work directly with the findings of the Human Microbiome Project that was launched by the National Institutes of Health. We develop protocols to fully balance the digestive tract and the patients, heal their leaky gut, and remove candida and irritable bowel disease in less than 6 months. This is all new research, improved, validated, and verified, and upgraded the Master Survivor program so much that the Master Survivor University was born, where students can get complete training in the world's most comprehensive natural healing modality. And, of course, the entry-level track to the university is the Master Survivor Apprentice, where the student pays their tuition and lab fee right there under themastersurvivor.com. Scroll down, click on the Master Survivor University, and you'll see the first thing is the apprentice. And receive their training for 1 year, learning from their own HTMA and gut restoration using the food and diet protocols. Once they earn the title of apprentice and receive their certificate, then they can use their initials, the initials MSA, Master Survivor Apprentice, after their name, and they'll be eligible into the master's track. What follows is a one-year study featuring training for the apprentice on understanding the basics of cellular biochemistry and human microbiome, learn the fundamentals of balancing the cells and the minerals and the digestive tract. Once graduated, their title is the Master Survivor Programmer because they're an expert at the Master Survivor Program. So choose the road less traveled, folks, and become a Master Survivor today. Just go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program. And you can choose number one to get started for just $226 and do that hair tissue mineral analysis. I need a clump of hair. I need a check for $226. Or you can pay with your credit card and send me the hair already. My address is right there. So become a Master Survivor today, folks. And don't be a statistic. Don't be a number anymore. Have a good week, everybody. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook in the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Uli Damagard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.